I feel like bending over in front of you and having you look at my butt crack and me asking, is there a spot?
Aim it at sauce.
Simply so you can say no.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast, a podcast for the rubes, by the rubes, talking all things Power Trip. Bets and Quotes is hosted by Chuck, better known as Power Trip Bets, and Dave, the one and only Power Trip Quotes. They were going to get an apartment together and see how things went, but settled on a podcast instead. Our legal disclaimer is simply that Lawyer Lambert probably likes us better than you, so good luck suing us. We hope you enjoy this episode, but if not, feel free to play Jax on 494.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast. I'm your co-host Chuck, otherwise known as Power Trip Bets.
And I'm Dave, Power Trip Quotes.
Beautiful. And we are proud to give you your Arzak Wild score update. And the 2-6 Wild are up 3-0 on the 7-1 Edmonton Oilers. Go figure.
Woo!
All right, so maybe my 75-1 on the Wild to win the Cup isn't completely lost just yet. I don't know, but maybe Billy can get things turned around for us after all.
Yeah, I saw Russo tweet out that Jason whiffed on a breakaway.
Rosie,
tonight, but yeah, that's tough. But hey, they're getting things going. 82 games, a lot of season left. There's plenty of time for them to blow this later in January or February. So it's time to get up to 500.
Absolutely, yep. All right, well, we've got lots of fun stuff for you on the show tonight. We'll do, of course, our bets update. We've got the quotes of the week. We are going to be joined by Nick at PT Button Bar to help us break down the Button Bar bracket. We are down to the final four, so he'll give his thoughts on how things have gone, and I think we'll make some predictions on how the rest of it's going to go. And then, instant classic. We are going to, you just heard it yesterday as we're recording this, but we are going to replay the audio from PA's little story from Detroit. It was too good to pass up. Like, this is normally one of those like down memory lane stories, but you can't help but do an instant replay on a story like that. I dare say that this could potentially go down as like a top 10 Power Trip story of all time.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I've remembered just out of the, you know, however many years I've been listening to the show that, you know, they've had PEA come on and, you know, recant some amazing tales before. But this was one. This was a really good one. So we definitely need to highlight it.
Lots of gut laughs from that story. So, yeah, we'll replay that. We'll also have some quotes notes for you, and we'll have our trivia answer and winner. So let's get rolling with a bets update.
Here's this week in Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets. Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets, though.
Where's Power Trip Bets when you need them?
Ask Power Trip Bets.
Is Power Trip Bets drunk?
You want to bet?
Ooh. Just two bets to talk about this week, the usuals, the college football bets. So Tommy and his Gophers, they covered the 28.5-point spread versus Rutgers. Gophers up to 7-0. Tommy is up $300 on meat sauce for the year, or for the current outstanding balance. And Gophers are rolling, man. And Kenzemius and I were messaging about the Maryland spread, and we were kind of giving our little predictions. And I'm happy to say I nailed it. 17. I had that. I have a good feel on this Gopher team now. So, row the boat, man. I think they're going to cover 17 against Maryland. I think they're going to be 8-0 again going into the Penn State game. And let's go.
You know, the more you keep talking, you're going to get hired by General Mills and have to come move up to Minneapolis.
Hey, I could go for some Pop-Tarts right about now, that's for sure.
Hey, Chuck, I got a great Halloween costume idea for you. Justin Kazemius, the Fargo Flash.
That would be perfect. And speaking of Flash, he broke Lieber's four-game win streak against him by taking Oregon last week, and they managed to eke out the cover as they were 2.5-point favorites, and they won by 4. So Flash got back on the winning his winning ways. And
what's their series at for the year?
For the year, Lieber is up, I believe it's, I don't have the numbers in front of me. I believe it's 4-2 that Lieber's up for the year. So, but he's Ben's definitely getting the better of him right now, but, Flash is turning it around, and, Flash is riding high, man, with these Gopher wins. What do you, just quick prediction between you and I, who do you think Flash is going to take in the Gophers versus Maryland game?
I mean, you know, he always respects his opponents, but it's either going to be an absolute blowout or it'll be some like very descriptive Antoine Winfield pick after a late, you know, Ryan Santoso. No, he probably graduated, but I'm always used to him saying that. But a late like 43 yard from the right hash and then a late Antoine Winfield Jr. pick and Gophers 33-30.
Ooh, so no cover. All right.
No, I think he'll do. I was just trying to do the Flash thing, but yeah, I think.
I think he'll do a late pick six to win by 42 over Maryland. So. I love hearing Flash during football season. It's just one of the awesome staples. So yeah, that'll do it for the bets update. Let's do the quotes.
They're memorable. They're timeless. They'll probably get meat sauce fired. It's time for the quotes of the week.
Power trip quotes. Power trip quotes.
Power trip quotes.
Power trip quotes. Power trip quotes.
All right, folks. It is time for the quotes of the week. And we'll start at number 3 with my favorite former Minnesota legislative member, John Kreisel.
I was a swinger, but no one told me about it, I guess. Yeah. So...
I like that we got the hockey hick laugh out of that.
Yeah, a little hee-haw hawk in there. That was pretty damn good. All right, well, at number 2, we have the voice of the Vikings, Mr. 9 to Noon, Paul Allen.
And my, quite honestly, with all due respect, my O-ring was Jake.
Oh, my. Just a slight
preview. Oh, my
preview.
Heavens.
Just a slight preview of what's to come in your thoughts.
Yes. We'll bookmark that one and come back to that later.
Definitely.
All right. And at number 1, he missed the quotes of the week last week. He was not going to be denied this week and just came with some fire. At number 1, it is Chris Hockey.
Half of Americans are now in police facial recognition databases. Half of us.
About most of the girls I went to high school with are in my facial database.
Oh, God. Did this show just get canceled?
Oh,
God.
Wow.
A couple of notes on that one there. First off, Rosie almost blew it and spoke over what was a dynamite quote. And then, you know, Cy jumping in. I think he just jumped in for that one segment to help promote the comedy bit.
Yep.
On last Saturday or whatever, but his initial reaction right away, you know, kind of helps get that quote get a little more traction. But yeah, that was just, you know, textbook hawk.
Absolutely, that was a good one. The nice. I don't know that I want to pull up that database.
No, we'll just pass on that. Well, there are your quotes of the week.
It's time for the weekly segment of Your Thoughts. Copyright Dark Star.
We are excited to be joined once again by Nick at PT Button Bar, as you know him on Twitter, to help us break down the Button Bar Bracket Final Four. Nick, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Doing
pretty
fantastic.
Good, Steve.
Yeah, Todd. So yeah, great to have you back on to obviously help us break down this Final Four bracket. Boys, shit's getting real, okay? Oh, Good For You is gone. We are down. The Final Four is really a matchup between Rosen and the Bitches. And how appropriate is that? Am I right?
Rolling in the bitches.
Our pets' heads are falling off.
Our pets' heads are falling off. So in case you missed my myriad of tweets and all the polls that were going on, your final four stacks up something like this. We've got the number one overall seed, the Rosie Laugh, going up against you dumb son of a bitch, the number four seed. So the bracket's held a form on that side. On the opposite side of the bracket, we've got number two, the Beaver, going up against number six seed, the one upset to make it to the final four, Dirty Bitch. So you got a bitch quote versus a Rosie quote on each side of the bracket. So we could have an all bitch final. We could have an all Rosie final. We could mix it up a little bit. Nick, what surprised you, or what observations do you have from the from how we got to the final four here?
I am not surprised at all that there are two Rosie buttons in the finals. Just not at all. Especially, I mean, the Rosie Laugh staple classic. I think we talked about that the first day. And then the Beaver. I have the Beaver going in my bracket to the finals right now. I actually have the Beaver and Dirty Bitch exactly where they need to be. My other side of the bracket is a little messed up. I didn't think Rosie's Laugh was going to beat Oh Good For You. And it just kind of fell apart. I had a bunch of bitches in my final bracket, but other than that, pretty standard stuff. The Beaver and Rosie Laugh, I think, are gonna make some strong candidates for those two final spots.
Well, and of course, I was the same as you. I had Oh Good For You beating out the Rosie Laugh, but it went down, and that was actually the closest the closest vote that we had. That was 52-48. The Rosie Laugh beat Oh Good For You, so that was really close. Dave, what observations do you have?
Well, I think it's pretty obvious at this point that it's the year of the bitch on the Power Trip Morning Show. I think we're gonna have a bitch take it down, and that's not referring to Mark Rosen. I think Mark is gonna go down.
Yeah, between the four bitch quotes, now two of them didn't get out of the first round. So I was hoping we'd have four of the eight in the Elite Eight be bitches, but we at least got two of them to the final four. So it'll be interesting. I don't know. Well, we got to do predictions here because, you know, we like to gamble and predict things on this show. I'll go first. I really think it's going to be one versus two, the Rosie Laugh versus the Beaver. I think the bitches had their day, but I think the bitches are going down.
That's a strong take. I'll give you my take here, and adjusting my original bracket based on what's currently up there now, I think the final will be Rosie Laugh versus Dirty Bitch. I think the Beaver is going to be beat out by the Dirty Bitch, which is a sentence I never thought I would say in my entire life. But and between those two, my champion for me, I just love another sentence. I just love myself, Dirty Bitch. That's I think that for me, that's the top one, but it's going to be close. It's going to be close within at least 2 or 3 percentage points. It's going to be a close one.
Yeah, I think given all the love that we saw emerge for Moose Soup Lady out of all the voting that we did, that won't surprise me at all to see Dirty Bitch as the champion, even though that's not where I'd put my money. I could definitely see that happening. Dave, how do you see the final four breaking down?
Yeah, I think Rosie Laugh makes it through on that side. And on the other side, yeah, I think it just, I don't know. Like I said, you're the bitch. I got a ticket, from Planet Hollywood for +375 on a bitch statement winning it this year before the tournament started. So I'm just going to roll with the bitches.
All right, so you're taking Dirty Bitch to beat Rosie Laugh in the finals?
I'm taking it. I'm taking right. Dirty Bitch.
Dirty Bitch.
All right. Well, if preliminary polling is any indication, it looks like Dirty Bitch is going to beat Rosie Laugh by 2-1 in the finals. So, but anything can happen with the voting. You know, there are a few surprises along the way, and we've been getting tons of votes on these. So that's the good thing, because you never like to run a poll and get a minimal number of votes and kind of have the results skewed. I don't think that's the case at all here. We've gotten basically close to 2,000 votes on every single one of these polls, and hopefully that continues so that we definitely have a worthy champion. And I definitely think this is something that we need to continue on an annual basis, because I think this has been, I don't know about you,
yeah,
Dave, but I feel like
yearly annual bracket.
Yeah, like this has been like probably of all the brackets we've done, I think this has definitely generated the most interest out there in Twitterville.
For sure. Yeah. And just a fun fact, I am in Florida right now. So Lord forbid we ever get a recount. it's going to be a razor tight Final Four here, but yeah, get out there and vote. Betts, you putting up the tweets and the polls and everything, and we'll be retweeting them, and yeah, get out and vote.
I think we're going to do one final or one semifinal on Thursday and one semifinal on Friday, so by Saturday morning the finals will be set, and of course we'll do that next week. So
that's
all right,
exciting.
Folks, get out there and vote.
Down memory lane we go.
From time to time on the Power Trip, stories are told that become absolute legends. You've got Chris Hockey taking a dump with Sheryl Crow right behind him in line on the plane. You've got Chris Hockey singing to Mike Zimmer. You've got the one we did a few weeks ago on our show, Mike Morris, when he ordered the very expensive candy in Colorado. Just lots of stories throughout the years that are very very easy to remember and just really paint the picture of the Power Trip. And I think we kind of got another one of those on Monday, really from out of nowhere. Something that happened Sunday afternoon in Detroit. Chris told a brief story during the 6 o'clock hour of how PA kind of had some issues at halftime with his number two. And
allegedly.
And so throughout the show, Corey kept texting PA to see if he would come on the air, not really giving him the reason why. And eventually they got PA into the studio to kind of go over the story again without really any context as to why PA was being called in. And so it kind of started like this.
What's the bit? I'm not getting the bit.
So yesterday, Ben, as you well know, we have 13 minutes at halftime.
Mm-hmm.
And halftime starts, and I start the countdown for Tenneby, and then PA walks over to me and he goes, hey, if I'm not back,
Wow, you're really going to share this. Okay, well, if you're going to share it, I'm fine. Wildly successful, highly touted Power Trip, and I didn't poop my pants. I looked at the clock at Ford Field. There was 6 minutes, 10 seconds to go before half. So the master control supervisor, Tenneby, does not have an anxiety attack. I know I need to be back with 2 minutes to go before the third quarter. So now I have 4 minutes to get to a bathroom in a crowded press box and push one out. Quite honestly, because I was at the end of the second quarter, I was growing a tail. And that's about the only way to put it. So now you think about priorities, okay? Well, the priority after the second quarter is, of course, to look at Twitter. So that took about 2.5 minutes longer than I thought. Then I looked up, 6 minutes, 10 seconds to go, and I'm growing a tail. So,
oh my God, I was dying during that.
So initially the reaction is, you know, he's kind of playing possum there. He's trying to play stupid. And then he just goes, wow, you're really going to go there? And it was like from that moment, he just flipped the switch and it was just radio gold. It was dynamite.
Yeah, I mean, like, I will say to you, even if you don't think this was all that great of a story or it didn't make you laugh, you have to mark this down in K-Fan history as one of the only times someone else made PA uncomfortable on the air. I mean, that alone is worth the story, because that's what PA is legendary for, is making everybody else feel uncomfortable. So, oh, God, I love to.
Can you imagine if PA wasn't PA? And he PA'd himself by squeezing PA's sides. Like, if he would have squeezed his own sides at that moment, like...
Might have helped.
Yeah. Well, it would have got out, but...
The... The thing I love too, I love what he said, the highly touted, wildly successful power trip, and I didn't poop my pants.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm just glad something didn't get loose on his way to the bathroom.
And he's loose.
And it's loose.
Oh dear. Oh my God. That just that part alone, I was dying. And you could hear it from the guys too. I mean, they were just gut laughing throughout the entire story. So continuing on with the story, let's see how PA's little crisis came out.
I told the on-site producer, potential problem here. I'm going to head to the bathroom and this has to happen, and it has to happen within 4 minutes. Well, it turns out I got back to the booth with 3 minutes and 15 seconds before the third quarter. So that means what had to happen happened very quickly. And my, quite honestly, with all due respect, my O-ring was jaded. And that's, I mean, this is the honesty covenant. With the wildly successful and highly touted, I have nothing to hide.
There's our quote of the week.
It was as if he was describing his anus as like a car part, like he was taking apart his engine. Oh man! Shout out to me, by the way. I accidentally spelled chafe with two F's, and I did look it up beforehand, so I did make the note in my Twitter bio that I am prone to make mistakes with grammatical errors and spelling errors. When he said,
"Thanks, Noah Webster."
Right. Thanks, Doctor. Whatever. when he said, when he was talking to Tenna, yeah, we may have a potential problem here. and you know, it's, you know, there's certain moments when you can joke with a guy or, you know, with someone or your buddy or whatever. You know, that's kind of a moment of honesty. Like, hey, something bad could very well happen right here. You know, set his alarm, talk to hockey, let, you know, if it's 4:30, you don't see me, you know, get me over here.
It always makes me think, like, and his whole story had me thinking of this too. I always think of people that have irritable bowel syndrome and nightmare jobs that they could have. And this seems like one of them, God. Because you've got like 2 minute breaks in between, you know, during commercials and stuff like that. It's like, man, if you have IBS, that's a nightmare. The other one I always think of is toll booth operators, because there's not a bathroom there. You got this huge line of cars. You can't go anywhere. I'm like, what do you do if you got IBS? I guess you'd quit. I'm like, so that was going through my mind the whole time, because I'm one of those people too. Like, if there's a bathroom nearby, it's like, I can hold it for days. And it's like, man, the second you tell me, like, when I'm on an airplane and they're like, yep, fast your seatbelts, return to your seats, we're landing, you can't get up. And it's like, that's immediately the time I gotta go. So yeah, I definitely sympathize with PA.
Just is ready to go.
Absolutely. So I definitely sympathize with PA and his little plight. And it sounds like PA might have broken a little bit of a sweat in this whole process as well.
But I'm not going to call the remainder of a game that looks like it's going to be high scoring and long while growing a tail.
Chris said you had leaned up against the wall as if you had just given birth.
Oh, it was, quite honestly, physically speaking, for a 53-year-old man, it was one of the more scintillating, stimulating feelings that I have experienced in quite some time.
Hockey said you had a glow to you.
Broke a sweat.
You were glazed.
I was happy I made it back in time. But B, the fluidity of the situation was that where we closed on the touchdown so quickly. It was very 98 Vikings offense-esque. It was the number two version of a three-play, 75-yard drive where I went very deep. And I felt very good about the process and the fact that I was back on time and the fact that I was no longer growing a tail.
Dude, that's dedication.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you know, Paul is a legendary man. And, you know, it's his job for describing things. But it kind of came back to bite us in this story here. Wow. That was a visual.
I love him comparing himself to the 98 Vikings.
Yes, of course.
Classic
PA analogy.
So our little PA story wraps up with him talking about doing a little pushing.
I mean, I can't answer that, because if it had not flowed efficiently, then I don't. And I was so dedicated to this bit. This is ridiculous that I'm conceding this. I was so dedicated to getting back in time, yet to jettisoning the tail I was growing. That when I left with 6:10 to go in half at halftime, knowing I had 3 minutes and 52 seconds. I went into my phone, into the stopwatch, and I hit start. And when it got to be about 1:50, I certainly can't speak for women giving birth, but let's put it this way. I'm happy I didn't have an epidural because the pushing was significant.
Oh, my gosh.
I contemplated quoting that as well right at the end.
That was brilliant. I will be honest with you. Like, this story didn't exactly go how I thought it was going to go. I thought somewhere in here, this was just all a clever product placement for something that would become known as Wobby Wipes.
Just with the chrome dome with the spectacles on the front of the package.
Right, exactly. Because Wobby is PA's right-hand man. I'm shocked that, like, we heard this whole story and we had no idea where Wobby was.
Chuck, you're a betting man. What's the percent chance that Wobby's used his right hand to wipe Paul Allen's O-ring?
Boy, that's got to be at least a pick'em.
As Corey Cole would say, it's not zero.
It's not zero. Oh, instant classic. Well done, PA. And like I said, it was. And you heard it there in that last segment too, where he was like, I can't believe I'm conceding this. It's like, there's actual discomfort in PA's voice. It was beautiful, yes, to hear. Yeah. Awesome. It is time for quotes, notes. Dave, what do you got for us this week?
All right. Well, I'm going to start with the Sauce versus Zach NHL game recap. It was dynamite. It was so much fun to watch on Wombo. I actually went back and watched it twice. I tweeted it out, but I did the whole box score. I got way too into it. And then, after that first period, you know, it's pausing it and playing and pausing and play. You know, it took me probably like an hour and a half to get through the whole thing. But, very entertaining. The only thing I will say is I think we all knew. I mean, they were both came into it very confidently. But I think Zach was the clear favorite to win. So for those of you who play NHL, you realize that shooting up or being the home team, you get to go up in the first and third period. As to the road team, only gets that in the second period. I think if Sauce were to have been the home team and shoot up twice in the first and second period, I think it would have been a lot better of a game than 11-6 or whatever it came out to be.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, that's sick. I still think the content that's going to come out of Zach Halvorsen going by himself to Jamaica is going to be legendary. So I think everybody's going to win in this deal.
And I just want to go on record as saying I'm not real good at NHL, and I would have beaten both of them very easily.
Yeah, very classic Sauce to ask at, I think, like the 10-minute mark of the first period, what button is pass?
Of course.
that's just classic Sauce.
Yep.
Saw this in the airport. This is another Zach Daniels thing. He's been making the quotes notes a lot recently. But I saw a tweet from Michael Russo with a bunch of pull tab losers. With his caption saying, this is the first time doing pull tabs. What a complete waste of time. Scrolled through the comments, just sitting there, bored or whatever. And I saw a reply from Zach Halvorsen. And he commented simply with, put another 20 in. And I almost shot coffee through my nose. Don't know if I was just, you know, really tired this morning or what, but my God, you know, if any of you guys have, you know, the people who've, or listening that I play pull tabs, you know, put another 20 in saying that to Russo is just, that's just classic. I really thought that was funny. On a heavier note, the kid that was lost, the 6-year-old that was lost in Becker.
Yeah.
I thought it was really cool that the guy who actually found him called and is a Rube and listens to the Power Trip. I thought that was sweet to hear from him. Fun fact. So the field that he was actually found in, so a little background on me, we do agricultural irrigation here in Clear Lake, Minnesota. And that field was actually one of our customers. And our head service technician was one of the – he was a volunteer fireman for the Clear Lake Fire Department. He was out there walking in the cornfields for 9 straight hours. Just a crazy story. Glad he was found, and everything worked out great, and it was a happy story. And just for that small community to get together, and it was just really cool and very encouraging.
Definitely cool. Yeah, it was like that was my whole Twitter timeline that evening. And, yeah. You know, like they said, a lot of times those stories don't turn out too well. And it was really cool to wake up the next morning and happy ending. All right. So.
Right. Right. Oh, and very Tommy there. I actually said so the guy that they interviewed, if anybody watched it, the news clip on Fox 9 the next day, the guy who had that heat seeking drone that he brought out to the field that actually found him. In the cornfield, I ran into him at the post office. Like, I think it was, I think it was like Friday as I was dropping off the mail there. I was like, oh, I saw you at the news. Like, that was pretty crazy. Anyways,
hang on, I'm next. Writing this down in the quotes notes book.
Oh, yeah. What chapter is this?
This is chapter 73, people that Dave ran into at various places.
Okay. Oh, that should be another. That should be in quotes notes. I really want to bookmark and find every time that Hawk has done the, oh, I'm writing this down for the meat sauce book. I would love to actually just type up exactly, because I'm a Rube and a nerd. I would like to type up everything that he, you know, once mark it in the podcast every time that he does the meat sauce book bit and actually type it out and like give it to Hawk and Sauce for like Christmas or something.
That'd like be cool. Sounds like a good project for you.
Yeah.
Get on that.
Yeah. That sounds like a good me thing. I was going to mention, too, the Prague trip that they brought up. Man, that sounds insane. And obviously, like, you know, I just think it sucks for some of us, you know, just already in April. Maybe it's just me talking. And it sounds like it's only 40 people in general, so they'll probably sell out right away. But, man, that would be a very, very fun trip. To hang out in a small group with, you know, obviously the show regulars and sounds like some of the family and, you know, what Carly and her sister will be there. And yeah, it just sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Club scene's probably insane, as you know, Chuck.
Yeah, see, I'd be the complete nerd on that trip because my dad's whole family comes from Czechoslovakia originally, and like from
oh, good for you.
Like they're almost all. I've actually traced it back a ways, and they're all from like the same town, like about an hour outside of Prague. So I would definitely be taking an Uber or a car or something out there and visit that. So I go more the ancestry angle as opposed to the clubbing angle. But somebody did point out that they do have casinos in Prague, so I would feel right at home.
Looks like we're going riding. The last one I had was so from today's show in the 7 o'clock hour, Corey and Hawk's conversation. Chuck, your thoughts.
I took the meat sauce approach on the conversation.
Yeah, I kind of did too. I just thought, I think it's really cool that, you know, not to preach, but I think it's cool that we live in a country where two people who have different views can talk on the radio, you know, to how many tens, hundreds of thousands of people. And yeah, we can legally talk about whatever we believe in. So yeah, I think it took a turn a little bit. Hawk seemed like he got a little offended, but I think it was all in good nature and it was just meant to be a conversation. And I really appreciate that sometimes, you know, it's not supposed to be all fart jokes and, you know, making fun of Rosie and, you know, PA or whatever, you know, I appreciate the Power Trip because they can break down the hard issues and they can, you know, just have a random conversation that pops up. So,
Dave, you ignorant slut.
I am an ignorant slut.
And I am cutting your views out of this podcast.
Oh, damn it.
Censorship lives.
And bleep that. Well, and that will do it for quotes notes. That was way too much.
All right, it's time to answer a trivia question. Dave, do you have the answer while I pull the winner, Lucky?
Oh, ooh. So the question was, to refresh everybody, there was a former intern named Babyface. He did many things that were legendary and will go down in Power Trip infamy. But the question was, where was Babyface's bachelor party held? And the answer was Dave and Buster's.
Yes, it was. So our winner for the week is Drew. Drew B. So you are
Drew
our winner.
P. Wiener?
Drew B as in boy. So close. So yeah, if you see us somewhere, if you come to Kansas City, I got drinks for you. If you're out in Vegas, State Fair, wherever. So we owe you a beer if you see us sometime. It is time for our locks of the week. And yes, we moved it to the very end of the podcast because we are on fire with these. We both won again last week. I'm 4-3. Dave, you're 5-2. We're 9-5 as a show for the year. Normally, you have to pay money in Vegas to get percentages like that. So we're just going to make you listen to all our bullshit and put the locks of the week at the end. So it's an even week this week. That means I go first. I am going with your Buffalo Bills versus the Philadelphia Eagles. The Bills are -2. The Eagles are trash. They can't stop anybody. The Bills are tough at home. The Eagles, this is their third straight road game. A lot of motivation is gone for them. They just, like I said, they can't stop anybody. Josh Allen is going to have fun with them. I would take the Bills if this line was -7, to be honest with you. There's no way the Eagles cover or you know, get within 2 points of the Bills on their third road game in a row. So that's my lock of the week. Bills -2.
I like it. Just a quick note, a comment would say, your mama can't stop him. Your daddy can't stop him.
Oh. No one.
Great point. Okay. Well, I'm going with probably the sexiest game on the slate. It's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the Tennessee Titans. I'm going to take the Tampa Bay Buccaneers +2.5. At the Titans. The Titans are absolute dog shit. Doesn't matter who's the quarterback. Tampa Bay, I like it. I like it. I'm in Florida. I'm feeling Florida. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, +2.5.
All right. Well, there are your locks of the week. And that will do it for this week's show. We'll be back again next week. Might be a quick show because there's going to be a lot of planning going on for the big Arrowhead tailgate. So, We'll definitely get you your locks of the week for sure. So stay tuned for that. In the meantime, Dave, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter at PowerTripQuotes.
I'm, of course, at PowerTripBets. Thanks, guys, for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast. Be sure to give us a rating on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. And if you think we're hideous, please lie.